bringing you the best at breakfast. This is Ben Fordham Live on Sydney's 2GB.
Thank you for joining us. Well, how about those bats? We told you recently about the Flying Bats, a Sydney women's soccer team that happens to include five transgender players, and they smashed the pre-season competition a few weeks ago. Well, we can now tell you that yesterday they've had another massive win. The Flying Bats won 12-0 in the New South Wales Sapphire Cup. And we're being told that 9 of the 12 goals were scored by players born male. Now, we're going to get two points of view on this. First of all, from someone we'll call Steve, who is the dad of a female player in the same competition. Good morning, Steve.
Benny, how you doing, mate? I love the show. I'm absolutely furious at Football Australia allowing this team to continue. No one has a problem with transgender athletes. No one has a problem with that. Everyone thinks they should be entitled to play, but they play in the competition where they were born, Ben. We got 12-0 results. I don't know if anyone from Beecroft FC is out there, but, you know, I can't identify my team because they're going to be put before the anti-discrimination board. You know, we play tonight. I'm so proud of my club and my daughter who are going to be going on the field in a women's competition to do their best against women. And it scares me, Ben, first of all, from a safety point of view, but it also infuriates me from all the effort we put in, the volunteers and the sponsorship and everything that we do to support the team. We could get drawn against a team of men in the next game and just be out of this prestigious competition. I'm
all right, you know the competition pretty well. Is there any team that's capable of beating the Flying Bats when they've got five players born male?
I don't know, Ben, but when 9 of the 12 goals get scored by guys, you know, how can women... That's why there's a women's competition, because women can't compete with men at the same level. I just don't understand.
And when any parents have spoken up about this, they're made to feel like they're the ones with the problem, right?
Yep, and I heard your story earlier in the year that the parents have sent a letter saying if anyone speaks out, goes to the media, they'll be forwarded to the anti-discrimination. No one's discriminating here, Ben. No one is discriminating. All transgender people should be entitled to play. I've got no problem with that. But in the sex that they're born, that's fair because they have an unfair advantage.
Steve is the dad of a female player in the same competition. Thank you, Steve. And Kiralee Smith has been campaigning on this issue for years. Hi there, Kiralee.
Hi, Ben. I'm livid as well.
who would have guessed that the Flying Bats were unbeatable again last night?
Oh, of course. It's just so obvious, it's so predictable, and it's so outrageous that Football New South Wales continue to, you know, mock women and mock the game of football by allowing this to continue. You know, you said that people are born male. They remain male. Nobody has ever, in the entire history of the universe, ever changed their sex. Born male, you remain male. Doesn't matter what, you know, superficial changes, what drugs you have, even what surgeries you have, you remain male. And this is meant to be a female competition. And Football New South Wales are going to extreme lengths to hide the identity of these people by not putting their names, you know, up on their website. Yet every girl has their name out there for everyone to see. And they are thrashing, they are humiliating these girls' teams. And at the same time, they are threatening, well, they're fining teams $500 if they forfeit, and they are threatening legal action, as Steve just said. So, you know, this has gone way too far. There is a provision in the Sex Discrimination Act that if strength, stamina or physique is relevant in a competition, then you can discriminate according to sex. So, you know, it just boggles my mind at how ridiculous this situation has become.
I just wish we could bet on this competition because I'd be putting my money on the Flying Bats.
Totally, you know, and it just, you know, Football New South Wales know it's wrong. We know it's wrong. The parents know it's wrong. The clubs know it's wrong. But I think it is now up to the clubs to make a stand, to pay the fine, to cop the legal action. There'll be, look, I can tell you there'll be hundreds of great legal teams that'll put their hands up to defend them because this is ridiculous.
Kiralee, always good to talk to you. Thanks for jumping on the line.
Thanks, Ben.
There's Kiralee Smith, the lead campaigner on the issue. And as she said, if clubs say, look, we don't want to play the Flying Bats, then they are punished.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.